In a moment, we travel to Upper Egypt, although we'll still be in Fez with the Fez Festival sampler that we're presenting on this edition of New Sounds. But in a moment, Sheikh Ahmed Altouni presents Sufi chants of Upper Egypt. We also have, still to come, some music from northern India from singer Afroz Bano and her ensemble. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, an hour of computer music. We'll hear pieces from Pauline Oliveros, Noah Krushevsky, Joel Chatterby, this work by Phil Windsor, and a couple of others. Some digital music for the digital age on our next edition of New Sounds here at WNYC, FM 93.9 in New York, and of course you can also hear it online at WNYC.org. Now, tonight's program, featuring all these live concert recordings, obviously there aren't going to be a lot of CDs of this music available to put on our playlist for tonight, but what we can do for you, if you're interested in hearing this music again, is to direct you to our website, where you can hear the audio archive of tonight's show. It should be available tomorrow on our website. And I also took the opportunity to take a bunch of photos this year in Fez, and those are on our website as well. You can see some of these performers and some of the performing venues from the Fez Festival of World Sacred Music. Just go to our website at WNYC.org and then hit the quick link to New Sounds.
WNYC is pleased to be the media sponsor for Lincoln Center Festival 2001. Philip Glass, hailed by Rolling Stone as the best-known living classical composer, performs his dynamic and groundbreaking music, including the world premiere of Shorts, featuring original films made specifically for Glass's compositions. More information at the festival hotline, 212-875-5928. And WNYC is supported by Haverstick Consulting, dedicated to learning about a company before making a single information technology recommendation.
This is New Sounds, program number 1935. We've subtitled it a Fez Festival Sampler. Normally, when I've had the chance to record music in Fez, Morocco, we've presented it either as whole sets by one person or even an entire concert. But I thought this time around we might instead just give you some excerpts from four very different musical traditions, all represented in the 2001 edition of the Fez Festival of World Sacred Music. We'll listen next to Sheikh Ahmed Altouni, who is from Upper Egypt, and he gave one of the best performances, I think, of the 2001 festival. He only did two pieces, each of which took about an hour. So we won't be hearing the whole work, but each piece consisted of a kind of suite of Sufi chants from Upper Egypt, which is to say, Southern Egypt. There is apparently a very distinctive musical tradition that's grown up in the Upper Nile Valley, and Ahmed Altouni is one of several such singers to have represented that tradition over the years in Fez. We're going to hear the first of his two suites of Sufi songs, and once again, lots of parallels to that Spanish work that we just heard. You hear the flute and the guitar-like instrument, in this case it's the Arab oud, as the main accompaniments early. Then the choir joins in, and the singing really begins to take flight, and by the end of the piece there's a dramatic increase in tempo and rhythm, and the whole thing is just propelled headlong to an ecstatic conclusion. Here is Sheikh Ahmed Altouni and excerpts of Sufi chants of Upper Egypt, recorded on the 4th of June, 2001, again in the Bab Makina, the Royal Palace Courtyard in Fez, Morocco.
علي والثلاثة من بنيه ألا إن الأئمة من قريش
وصفت.
يقود الخيل يسبقه. Thank you.
Sheikh Ahmad Al-Tuni, Sufi Chants of Upper Egypt, recorded live June 4th, 2001 in Fez, Morocco at the annual Fez Festival of World Sacred Music. They call Bobby McFerrin the man of a thousand voices. Well, Sheikh Ahmad Al-Tuni has a few of his own, and he started unveiling them towards the end of that hour-long suite. It's almost as if he had worked himself into a trance state, which may in fact be what happened, and then started presenting some of the texts in different voices. It almost sounded like two or three people were chiming in. He did have a choir backing him up, as well as a couple of instrumentalists, but very much Sheikh Ahmad's show that evening at the Bob Makina Courtyard.